Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Maurer is our guest. We're talking about the status quo. When I said life will kill you, that's the title of one of my favorite heretics, Warren Zevon. Mm. Warren Zevon wrote a song called "Life Will Kill You," and he lived that prophecy too. By the way, life did get him eventually. But anyway, life will kill you, and the status quo in your business will kill you, Rick, won't it?
It sure will. I mean, because it's just missing the things are changing around us. I mean, small bookstores. Well, we could spend the whole time just talking about businesses that seem to be thriving businesses, and people missed it. And then you see sometimes, like in recent years, a video rental store opened here. Mm-hmm. And I go, wait a minute, what are you doing? And, you know, but what happens is we get this dream, we say, you know, I've always wanted to do blah, blah, blah. And then once you've got it, it's hard to see that nobody else wants it anymore, even though you're providing great customer service, even though, you know, the quality of what you do is great. You know, it's really hard to compete with Amazon. It's hard to compete with this new world.
That's part of it. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, is our guest. Rick, you're exactly right. And one of the things I talk about on the show all the time, and it's something I've spent more time on with my new book that's coming out later, is what I call it's all part of the love connection to business, and that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Huh.
And how you do it, folks, is status quo. What you do is your industry. It's the thing. It's the overarching thing that defines, you know, who you are professionally. But that's not how you do it. That's not your status quo. Your status quo is how you do it, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah, and I recall somebody calling me, and they had a manufacturing plant, and they said, we've had a contract for 25 years to build a product for this one vendor. And the vendor came to us and said, our needs are changing, and in 3 or 4 years, we will place our last order with you. They said, what you provide us is great, but the technology, the world has changed, and that's not what you provide. And they were right. They couldn't tweak it. They couldn't paint it blue. I mean, they were just going to go a completely different direction. And wisely, 4 years before this last order, the head of the organization said, we need a planning meeting. Can you help?
Mm-hmm.
And they got people together to say, look, the writing is on the wall, and, you know, maybe we can fill up those 60% of our orders from this one vendor someplace else, but I sure don't know where it is. We need to start planning for that now, and they did. I mean, brilliantly. I mean, they got on top of it way before it was a crisis.
But in the old days, Rick, when you and I were pups, if what we were trying had worked before, and now it wasn't working, most of the time that meant something fell through in the execution. There's some kind of the first thing you do is you look for a chink or a block or a weak link or something in the execution chain, and it would almost always be somebody got sick, somebody got lazy, somebody got stupid, whatever, something like that, and you go fix that. You fire somebody, you hire somebody, and you fix it, and you're back in business, right? But as Spencer Johnson wrote in his book, somebody's moved your cheese. And as I talk about, Rick, on the show here a lot and in my book, you've got to realize that if you think it's execution, That's the thing that's going to kill people, kill their businesses, Rick, is probably not execution. It's probably that your customers have just gone somewhere else because you loved what you do too much.
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, in one way, it's a safeguard on that is, let's say you have a small business and your plumbing service. Mm-hmm. If you look around and you really are working on those continuous improvement things, which are a good thing, and you look around and all the other businesses around you doing exactly what you're doing seem to be thriving, then you're probably doing continuous improvement, probably makes a lot of sense because there's work there. Right. But when you see that your competitors are now going out of business or they're moving to macrame or they're doing something else,
right.
You know, that may be a tip-off that, oh, you know, I may be a dinosaur here, and the continuous improvement is not going to help me out of this.
Well, that's exactly right, and you've got some, you pointed out recently some things that you can hear the sound of that, you know, being stuck in that status quo. There are things that people say when you ask them, or when you think to yourself, should I move? You know, you say things like, well, it's been good enough for us for 25 years, right?
That's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And when we come back after these messages, I want to get into some of those. Folks, these are some things. These are the things that you hear that are the dangerous things that people say when you're trying to get out of the status quo that's taking you down. And if you want, let me help you remember them. These also serve as epitaphs on the tombstone of your business, possibly. Quick break. Right back with Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swagging, flutter your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.